Well, and welcome you to the goodnewsjesuschrist.org. I'm Martin Williams. We're going to be continuing the synopsis of the book of Romans in chapter 6 here is where we're at. He ends chapter 5 off talking about how, you know, where sin abounded for those who were underneath Adam, how much more does the grace of God to those that come into Jesus Christ abound much more unto eternal life for those that believe. So he starts chapter 6 off by talking about what shall we say then? Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? He goes, certainly not, of course not. He goes, do you not know that you are no longer dead in your sin? And the fact that whenever you come to Jesus Christ, that you're crucified with him, that you're raised with him in the newness of life. So you're crucified in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And then as you were crucified with him, that old body of sin is put to death. And as you're raised with him in the likeness of his resurrection, you're raised into the newness of life. So he's actually giving you here in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 7, the actual picture of what takes place in the actual body of sin being crucified, and then that nature being crucified to death, and you no longer being that person of sin, that having that nature of sin anymore, but being raised with Christ in his resurrection in the spirit into the newness of life in the likeness of his resurrection. So you actually become a new creation is the point that's being made here. That knowing this, that your old man was crucified with him, that that body of sin might be put to death, that you hence no more serve anymore that sin, but that you are dead, that you're dead to that sin, and you're freed from that sin, so to speak, by becoming a new creation in Christ. Now, if you'd be dead in Christ, then old things have passed away and all things become new, which is what Paul makes that point in, I think that's 2 Corinthians, which goes along with this picture of baptism here. And this is basically what spiritual regeneration is. Spiritual regeneration is the crucifying of your body when you're crucified with Christ, which is going underneath the water and then coming out of that water, is being raised in the spirit in newness of life inside the person of Jesus seated in heaven in the spirit. So you actually are in the physical body of Jesus in the spirit from God's declaration about you is basically what Romans chapter 6 verses 1 through 8 is actually showing here. So the point that's being made here is that don't let sin reign in your mortal bodies anymore, that you shall obey it. But you are no longer an instrument of sin to yield yourself to the body as a slave to sin, but you are now an instrument of righteousness to God, because now you are, your life is hidden in God in Christ Jesus, and you become a partaker of his nature, so to speak. You become a new creation in him. He goes on to say that sin no longer has dominion over you, because now you're a slave of righteousness. You're not a slave to sin. So he goes on to talk about that, and who you offer yourself to is who you become a slave to. So he's saying, whenever you were unregenerated, you were a slave to sin. But now that you're not unregenerated, but you put that nature of sin to death in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, and you've been raised in the newness of life as a new creation, that now you are a servant of righteousness, and that's who you obey now. You obey the Lord. You're alive to God in Christ. And that old nature is dead in the crucifixion of Christ. So I hope that chapter 6 here gives you a little insight to what actually takes place whenever you're born of the Spirit and spiritually regenerated into the person of Jesus Christ. So, this is Martin with GoodNewsJesusChrist.org.